This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly La Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Alan Feely, the editor of Football España, and Ruri Barlow, football writer at Football España and La Liga Lowdown. Penultimate week of the Spanish top flight action. Title done and dusted, but always value to be had. We're going to kick off with Barcelona against Getafe. Ruri, Barca, always big for bettors. They take on Getafe on Sunday, and I suspect there might be goals in this one. How do you assess it?
Yeah, I have to say goals is where I'm going for this one. Both teams to score is at minus 134, over 2.5 is at plus 100. I think Getafe have a shot here. Barcelona are without a lot of their defence. Eric Garcia is suspended for this one, so is Jordi Alba. Dani Alves will be fit. Araujo is a doubt. So you're looking at a defence of Mingueza, Lenglet, Umtiti. It's going to be sort of the bare bones for Barcelona in defence. Having said that, they have been kind of picking up their scoring in recent weeks. They've got 7 goals in the last 3 games, even though they haven't been playing scintillating football. They have been sort of getting through. And I think the fact that the pressure's off for Barcelona, the fact that they've come through their sort of stickier spell and they've now almost guaranteed second place means that the forwards aren't too worried. They're playing with a bit more freedom, which benefits them. But also, going the other way, that doesn't benefit your defence. Getafe, from their point of view, they still need a point to secure safety, I think it is. And so they'll probably try and keep this a little bit tighter. I think they'll try and defend first, and that's the way that they've gone about their last few games. But on the other hand, if they get the goal, then Barcelona will have to come at them, and then that sort of really opens the game up for me. So, yeah, I think goals are a decent enough shape for this one. I think it'll be pretty entertaining, given the fact that there's something on the line for Getafe and the fans will be sort of there to see them secure their safety at home against Barcelona. So, yeah, I think it could be a pretty good game, this one.
So we're looking at goals, maybe over 2.5 plus 100. Both teams to score, looking at minus 134. And as Rory was pointing out there, Getafe, they might be able to get the 1x, the draw home double result, round about plus 121. Let's move on to Real Madrid. Alan, they're away at Cadiz here. They don't appear to be resting any players at the moment. They've got that Champions League final coming up, but they are still going great guns. It's impossible to see them slipping up, I take it here.
Yeah, they won handsomely last night and they continue in that vein at the weekends. They're plus 133 for the win and it's minus 103 for over 2.5 goals. So not the best value maybe, but I think it's a safe bet. I think that Madrid are treating this run in like a preseason. They won the title already. They did so with 4 games to spare. And all their, you know, energy is focused on that game in May 28th in Paris against Liverpool in the Champions League final. They're basically not rotating heavily because they don't want to rest the players completely, but they are, you know, bringing players in, bringing players out. Their 11 is pretty much fixed, bar maybe one question mark. I mean, I think we know the 11 by heart that's going to play against Liverpool in the Champions League final, like in a 4-3-3 formation. The only kind of question mark would be, for me, whether Eduardo Camavinga will be able to force his way in somehow. So I think that, you know, these final few games, maybe not have nothing on the line for Madrid, but they do have a chance for some fringe players to show that they can maybe, if not get a starting place in Paris, because that's probably unlikely at this point of the season, but to get more minutes in Paris. So, for instance, you know, if Carlo is going to turn to either Marco Asensio first or more likely Rodrigo Goez, you know. So I think that while Madrid have nothing to play for ostensibly, they are, you know, trying to put in some good performances, and Carletto is going to be sure to want his men to be going into that game in Paris well rested but in full flight, whereas Liverpool are kind of, you know, scrapping with every inch of their lives in the Premier League. So yeah, I think that it's going to be a handsome victory for Los Blancos.
A little bit of rotation, but still a strong team. Plus 133 seems a little bit of a value to me when it comes to Real Madrid away from home. Atleti against Sevilla, we're going to tackle next, boys. And for me, this is the big game of the week. And I know they probably both got top four, but just in terms of quality and a game that might not be as predictable as others. Atleti are the favourites here. They've reverted to type a little bit, Alan, recently, because all of their last four games, we've gone under 2.5 goals. Is this a game that they will want to keep it tight? And does it really matter? How do you assess Atleti Sevilla?
I think this age of the season, it's important to finish on a strong note. And I'm backing a draw here. I think it's, you know, two teams that aren't scoring a lot of goals, that aren't in great form, even though Atletico are winning the games. They got top four football thanks to the results during the week. I think it's going to be a draw, so plus 200 for that. I think we'll be low scoring again, as you mentioned, Dan. So under 2.5 goals is minus 186. So again, not the biggest of odds, but I think it's a pretty safe bet. Sevilla still haven't guaranteed Champions League football for next season. Real Betis are 5 points behind. So were they to lose this game and Betis were to beat Granada on this Sunday evening, then they're setting it up for a potentially interesting final day of the season for both sides from Seville. But Sevilla are in really poor form at the moment, but I don't think that they're going to lose it. I think they get a draw, but I can't see either team winning it, to be honest with you, because they're just not in a good moment and they're both looking forward to the season ending. I think they hope to get two strong results to finish the season, but I think a draw is more likely.
Yeah, Sevilla have drawn their last three and all three unders as well. Ahead of this podcast, I get the tips from the boys, and it's a really interesting betting slate from Rory here, because you've picked out a number of markets that you like in this one. Rory, talk us through what you like for this one.
Yeah, Atleti at plus 128 is not a bad shout for me. And to win 2-0, it's plus 245. I agree with Alan that this is going to be low scoring. Sevilla, where they get their goals, they're scraping them so far, sort of in the recent weeks. Whereas Atleti, as much as they're in poor form and they're really missing sort of an out-and-out goal scorer at the minute, they will be feeling a bit of a release after qualifying for the Champions League for me. I think if they go ahead, they've got a really good chance of winning this. Whether they can get that goal, whether they come out of the traps fast and get it. If they don't, I think if you see this going into the last half an hour at 0-0, then there's a really good chance that it's going to end up 0-0. But I think Atleti, maybe just at the Wanda Metropolitano, want to give their fans a good send-off after a really hard season for them. I think there's a chance that they go and win this. Sevilla, as Alan says, they're really not in good form. And I think as soon as they go behind, or if they face that kind of adversity, one of the traits under Julen Lopetegui has been how good they are under adversity, their ability to come back from sort of the brink, from the edge. But right now, Lopetegui isn't inspiring results and he's not inspiring his team. And so if they do go behind, I think I back Atleti to win this.
Interesting one for those getting involved in play. Check out the Bet Rivers website, of course, if you're looking at the play, looking at the odds as the play is going on. Correct scores, incidentally, 1-1 plus 650, 0-0 plus 950. You can play correct scores in play as well, as the boys were suggesting. If it's 0-0 with half an hour to go, it may well stay 0-0. Five of the last seven meetings unders, incidentally, with that one. Let's move on to Real Betis against Granada. This is one of your bankers, potentially the weekend here. Alan, you like the home side to come good.
Yeah, I think Betis have recovered from the Copa del Rey hangover. I'm backing them to win at minus 195 and over 2.5 goals, which is minus 143. It's an Andalusian derby. Granada are fighting for their lives, trying to stay up from and avoid relegation this season. So while they have a lot to play for, so do Betis, because as I said earlier, if results go their way this weekend, Betis could be going into the final day of the season with Champions League football on the line. I don't think that's likely. I think that Sevilla will probably finish above them this season and get top four football. But I do think that Betis are going to do as much as they can to get themselves to that position with full strength. They're playing very good football. They're playing without fear and no pressure. So similarly to Atletico Madrid, as Rory mentioned earlier, they might have that bit of release. It's the final day of the season at the Benito Villamarín. It's going to be a full house, lovely evening in Seville. And it's going to be an air of celebration there, you know. So I'm expecting Real Betis to come good, put up a good performance. And while Granada are going to put up a good fight because they are more organised under Aitor Carranca, they've improved a lot towards the back end of the season since he came in. I think that Betis would have too much attacking talent for Granada. And I think there's going to be a green and white win in the Andalusian derby.
Minus 195 if you fancy it. Real Betis here, Granada plus 600, the draw plus 330. Villarreal against La Real next. And we're going to get both of your opinions on this one, because there's a bit of a difference of opinion here. I'm going to start with Rory's thoughts, because this is my way of thinking as well. Villarreal I think, a fair value to win this one. I can't believe that they're not going to qualify for European football. They're in that Conference League spot at the moment. I'd like to see them in the Europa League rather than the Conference League. That's not to detract from Europe's newest competition. Rory, you like the home win for this one?
Yeah, I do. Plus 110 Villarreal are at. And Real Sociedad, I think the two things that I'm going to count on here for my analysis is that Real Sociedad, whenever they've got close to sort of putting themselves in the fight for the Champions League, whenever they've got close to securing a Europa League spot in this case, or just sort of on the verge of making that step this season, they've always fallen down. Whereas Villarreal, as much as they've been very frustrating in the league this season, they've dropped a lot of points that they shouldn't have. A lot of those matches where they've dropped the points have been against the sort of bottom half teams, the relegation sides that are scrapping it out. Whereas against sort of the bigger sides, the sides that are more likely to play a bit more football or to sort of play a bit more of an open match, Villarreal have raised their game generally. And I think the fact that they know that they have to win this match, they're a point behind Sociedad. They know if they win this match, they go into the final day with the chance of sort of securing that Europa League spot. I think that really helps the mentality, because Unai Emery, one of his biggest issues is that he tends to play on a conservative side. Whereas if there's just one goal for Villarreal, if they know they need to win this match, I think that would really aid them. And I think you saw that against Sevilla last weekend. They raised their game, they ended up drawing, but against Rayo, they won 5-1. And yeah, I think I just about back Villarreal to get the job done over a Real Sociedad side that they're a struggle at times.
Villarreal, Ferrari, come on then, Alan, make the case for an away win here.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that Villarreal don't deserve Europa League football based on their football this season. I mean, I know they've been very good in the Champions League, but they're playing Turkish football. They have been all season, you know. I agree with Rory. I think that, you know, La Real have flattered to deceive in many points of the season, and just when they have the chance to do something, they tend to come up short. But I just have a feeling that Villarreal are not going to get Europa League football this season. It's a deep, deep held belief that I've had for weeks now. So I'm backing Real Sociedad at plus 220 for the win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game with some minus 109 for under 2.5 goals, because I don't think it's going to be a convincing victory, but I think it will be a quite a narrow victory for La Real, for the visitors from the Basque Country. I mean, obviously, the home factor is an issue. La Cerámica is a pretty atmospheric place. Again, like Real Betis, Villarreal have a lot to celebrate this season. But even listening to Unai Emery speak yesterday about the game, he was saying that, you know, while we want Europa League football, it's not a failure if we get European Conference League football, which I don't think is a very good line to take before a game.
Aye.
And I just think the narrative this season, you know, Unai Emery has been disappointing in La Liga. Villarreal have underperformed in La Liga. They've been less than some of their parts given their squad. They have a better squad than Real Betis and Real Sociedad, yet they're seventh in La Liga. They finished their last season too. So I think that based on that feeling, Real Sociedad are going to come up and pull up an away victory.
Shaking your head about that one, Rory.
Yeah, I mean, I fully agree with pretty much everything Alan has said, apart from the result. I have to say, yeah, Villarreal, they do deserve a Conference League spot in my view, but I think they just have the sort of big game, cojones to come through this one.
Gerard Moreno, is he out at the moment? Is he playing? Is he going to start? Is he still injured?
His fitness is a bit of an incognito, as they say in Spain. He's not been sort of officially injured, but he didn't play against Rayo, which makes me think that he's probably going to miss, if not the end of the season, until the last game.
I think he could get wheeled out, but I don't think that he's fully fit. Definitely not. What's at stake? I think he'd come into the team, but he's definitely not fully fit.
Yeah, wheeled out maybe says it all. Quick word on Alex Sorloth here. I just did some research on this. He's only scored 4 goals this season, but all 4 have been first in the match, plus 850. Is he a decent striker or not? When he saw him play in England, he wasn't so good. Any thoughts?
I think that, you know, both La Real's main strikers, Alexander Isak and Alexander Sorloth,
bit better.
I think they're both, they're not good finishers, you know. I think that they're good players, their all-around play is good, but when you get to that moment in front of goal, when the, you know, the blood needs to be cold, they tend to fail, you know, and that's the biggest problem this season, Real Sociedad, because their build-up play is good, everything about their system is good, their way they construct the phases of play, but they can't put teams away, you know, and I don't think that Sorloth and Isak are top-tier strikers.
Levante against Alaves next. Rory, again, we're looking maybe at both teams to score. It's 20th versus 19th in the table as it stands after the midweek action. I mean, they're both probably going to go down, I would have thought. They need to win. They've got to go for it, haven't they?
Yeah, Alaves, it's win or go home kind of thing. They need a result here. Levante are already down. They were beaten 6-0 last night by Real Madrid, and there were tears at the end. It was a bit of an occasion. It's minus 159 for both teams to score, but I do quite like it. I think Levante will try and put on a show for their fans. Levante are a far more talented team than Alaves. I think Alaves will score just out of desperation. They need to, one way or another. They're going to have to come forward in this match sooner or later. But for Levante, from their point of view, I think if they get an Alaves defence, and this is an Alaves that's only won once away from home, I say it sort of every week, but they've only won once away from home. If they get a Alaves defence that needs to come out and play a bit, then Levante have a really good shot of breaking them down. They were good in midweek in their sort of victory over Espanyol, but it was a very limp performance from Espanyol, and they were more or less there for the taking, if we can put it like that. So, yeah, I think both teams to score. If you want to pick a winner, I think I would struggle to do so. I think that's something I'd stay away from. I think goals is your way to go with this one.
Five of the last six, Levante's both team to score as hits, and eight of the last 10 for Alaves has gone over. We're looking for goals in the basement battle. Mallorca against Rayo Vallecano. Alan, you cannot split these two. You're going for the draw plus 300.
Yeah, the draw plus 300 and under 2.5 goals, which is minus 157. To be honest, neither side are any great shakes. I mean, Mallorca got a good point down in Sevilla during the week, but that was as much because of Sevilla's prolificacy as it was for Mallorca's ability. I think their scoring goals is an issue for them. They're still in the fight for relegation, you know, even though they have more to play for than Rayo, who are safe and who have accomplished their ambitions for the season. I just don't see them having the quality to put them away. Likewise, I don't think Rayo, even though that they're, you know, playing for, you know, for fun, for performance, trying to, you know, it's a free hit for them. I still don't think that they're going to come down and, you know, go to the Balearic Islands and get a result, because I think there's not in that moment, if that makes sense. They're kind of like many other teams looking for the season to end so they can regroup, bring in new players over the summer and attack 2022-23. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a draw. It's going to be a low scoring one too. I don't think this is going to be a great one for the neutrals, to be honest with you.
Can Mallorca stay up, or do you see them going down?
And they can stay up, yeah. And they can stay up. I think that Alaves will go down. And I think it's going to be between Granada and Mallorca for that final spot. So while they can stay up, I just have a feeling Granada will stay up ahead of them, though. I liked what Aitor Karanka has done with the team, and I think that could be the bet. I think Javier Aguirre is a very good coach, and he's come in with that firefighting role at Mallorca, but I think that they don't have enough to stay up completely.
Three more games to take a look at. Rory, you're going to tackle Athletic against Osasuna here. If they are to make European football, and it's a long shot, they've got to win this one, haven't they? They're short price favourites. It's minus 177 here. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, if you put me on the edge of a cliff and told me that you were going to push me off if I didn't pick a winner, I'd probably go with Athletic just on the basis of necessity. I mean, against Valencia last week, they were at home, which is where they're a lot better. And they, by miracle, didn't win the match. They were all over Valencia pretty much the entire game. And their goalkeeper, Mamardashvili, came up with a sensational performance to keep Athletic out. Osasuna, the thing that makes me doubt in this match is that Osasuna are a very good side away from home. They've got a better record than one of the few sides in the division to have a better record away than at home. And I think their style, the way that they get people into the box, just particularly when they win the ball back, really makes them sort of hard to beat away from home. But as you say, I think their last two games, I've looked at this, because their last two games have been 1-1 draws, and they've played, they've been competitive, and they've sort of given their best, but they've not thrown the kitchen sink at it, which makes me think that Athletic just about have the edge, even though you always run that risk with the Basques that they're not going to score, as happened against Valencia.
I think San Mamés too is a big factor. Like, I mean, it's going to be a regional derby. Osasuna aren't from the Basque country. They're from Navarra, which is very nearby and shares a lot of cultural links to the Basque country. So, you know, final game of the season at San Mamés, it's going to be completely full. No matter what is happening in the pitch, the atmosphere will be incredible. It'll be a tasty affair. So I think that, yeah, Athletic Club are going to win that game as well, if I was to put money on it. But I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game because, as Rory alluded to, you know, neither striker are very prolific in front of goals. So I think that's going to be a tight one.
Okay, minus 177 Athletic to win that one. That's a Sunday game. We've got two games on Saturday, and on the face of it, they're fairly meaningless in terms of league position and so on, but there's generally an angle in for bettors. We know that some bettors love these games, some hate them. We've got Espanyol Valencia and Celta Elche to look at. Just give us your brief thoughts, chaps, on these two. We'll go Espanyol Valencia, Rory first. Espanyol 155. Valencia plus 185. Where's the angle in here, do you think?
I probably wouldn't put my money on Espanyol just based on their performance in midweek at Alaves. They were very poor. Both teams to score is at minus 139. That's something I quite like in these games where there's nothing really riding on it because, as I say, things get a bit looser. So I quite like that. Valencia plus 185 is not a bad shout if you fancy them. I mean, I think that they're still... they're playing more for borderless. Vicente Moreno, who's the Espanyol coach, is on the verge of being sacked. Some have him being sacked before this match, which makes this quite a hard game to call because you just don't know how the squad's going to react to that. But yeah, Valencia, narrow favourites for me. Both teams to score, better for me.
Al, you like -2.5 in both of these Saturday games, don't you? You're predicting low-scoring fixtures.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be classics by any means. Neither of the four teams involved are, you know, very prolific in front of goal. I fancy Valencia at Espanyol just because, you know, even though they also have off-field issues because Jose Bordalas is kind of in basically an open war with the ownership of Valencia, given the lack of January activity, the way he was backed over the course of the season, and latest reports coming out of Spain make it very likely that he's going to lose his job this summer as well. But I think the scale of Espanyol's problems off the pitch, you know, what stories of different, you know, kind of, you know, fights and you know, personal issues between the players and the coaching staff. I think that they're too chaotic and too disorganized, and they've been too poor at the back end of the season to, you know, hold off Valencia. Because I do think that while there's issues between the coach and the board, I think, as already alluded to, the players are very much behind Bordalas, and I think that they're going to, you know, carry through and finish the season relatively strong. So I'm going to back them at under 2.5 to win the game, which would be... under 2.5 goals, minus 114, and a win is plus 185. And then for the Celta Elche game, I think Elche are kind of, you know, they're safe, they're solidified, they're on the beach, as it were, after, you know, a very good season. Their safety is secured. Celta, again, I'm going to refer to the home advantage, playing at Balaidos in front of a, you know, pretty large crowd. I think they're going to win the game. They're a good football team. And actually, Eduardo Cude, their coach, is also... future in doubt, and he's interest from the Chilean national team. But I think they'll have enough about them to win the game. So that's minus 143. But again, I don't think it'll be a high scoring one. So under 2.5 goals at minus 132.
Rory, any angle for you on this one?
Plus 106 is the over 2.5 goals, which I actually don't mind because I do think that Celta, they play open football as it is. And as I keep coming back to, things get a bit looser. Iago Aspas is in good form. Denis Suarez is in good form. It's potentially his last game at Balaidos, so I think he'll want to put in a good performance. And I think Elche, job done. You kind of saw it against Atleti in midweek that once they went a goal behind, they were going to try, but they weren't going to leave their lives on the line for it.
Let's get some best bets of the weekend. We'll get some dogs as well. We've got a parlay as well for you. Alan, your best bet of the weekend is...
my best bet is Real Betis. For the reasons I mentioned earlier, I can see a home win at the Bermuda Marine on Sunday evening.
Short price, but a banker for Alan. Rory?
Villarreal for me, do or die for them. And yeah, Unai in the Europa League trademark.
Right about plus 116. They have been backed over the course of the last few days. Outsiders, Rory, you've been flying with your dogs recently. You've got your last two. What about one for the hat-trick?
Yeah, I'm going to risk Alan's wrath and go for Betis and Granada to draw at plus 330. I think Granada are really fighting. They've been much improved for me. And I think that they, and Betis were good against Valencia in midweek, but I don't sort of buy into their recovery quite as much as Alan. And so I think a draw is possible here and 330 is where I go with that.
Okay, one word of advice, never disagree with your boss. Alan, what are you like in this one? I'm presuming he's your boss.
For my underdog is going to be Real Sociedad. I feel like me and Rory have taken very antagonistic points of view in this fixture. And while I'm neither a Villarreal nor Real Sociedad fan, I think I'm going to be very interested in this game. and hope La Real pull off an away victory. I just feel like they will. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. We need bets for the parlay then. Alan, you first. Which two teams?
I'm going to go for Betis and Real Madrid.
Okay. And Rory?
I've included Villarreal and Mallorca are my other one to win at home. So one of us is going to have to eat a lot of humble pie next week.
The parlay plays around about 11 to 1, those four teams, incidentally. Alan, thanks for joining us. As per usual, the best place that people can find you is?
It's a pleasure as always, Dan. Get me on Twitter at Azulfili and Football España as well.
Yeah, the follows are rocketing up every single week we do it. Rory, thanks for your time. Social media details are?
Good fun. Thank you, Dan. At Rory Barlow, R-U-R-I. Barlow is in Gary.
And that wraps up this week's Bet Rivers La Liga podcast.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the Bet Rivers Network.